What's up, everybody? It's me, Johnny, and with me, I've got DJ D and Peachinini, or as some would know her, Katie Kaboom.
Goodness.
Howdy.
This would be great if we had the sound effect to be like, I've got with me DJ D, and as some would know, Katie Kaboom, and it's like,
Welcome.
Welcome, where we talk about all the hot. I don't know, hot topics.
You're now in the blast zone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's really good.
It's selling itself. Oh my gosh.
That's really good. Like, what's up? Welcome to the blast zone, everybody. It's me, your Oh man.
Oh man.
Write that down. Hold on. I'm literally gonna write that down. Let me pull the a note.
You have a week to like actually like formalize that to, before it
to
gets
decide
like
if I'm actually going to rebrand from Peachinini to Katie Kaboom. Yeah, I mean, it's sounding better every moment.
I like it. I do like it. It's why I'm not like you should keep Peachinini. I do like Katie Kaboom. I think it's nice. Yeah.
Should I just also, send it right now?
Let's not forget Craig in the back. What's up, Craig? I want to make Craig merch.
Oh, that's a genius idea.
Actual mascot of this podcast. And where would we be without him? You know?
Okay,
and,
I have a plan for that. I have an idea. So, you know, we've been talking about making it a Navcast t-shirt to put on the website. So you could have like a Navcast on the front, whatever you want to symbol of that. And then on the back of the shirt, you could put, and in the back of the room, Craig.
Yeah, over there in the back is Craig.
Yeah, and on the back of the shirt. Like a,
he could have like a shadowed face, so you can't see what he looks like. Yeah. Also, I think we talked about, is it Craig or is it Craig?
That's a good question. I actually don't know.
I like Craig. I'm just deciding for him. But
well, Craig, why don't you let us know? Craig, which one is it?
That is 100% Craig.
Also, I just learned that Craig can actually be used without Discord, too, which is really cool.
Well, let's not talk about using our intern, okay?
Yeah.
What you mean is that Craig doesn't just record on Discord.
Yeah.
He's available. He's not. We don't use Craig. Craig has a very wonderful unpaid internship package. Yeah, he's got unpaid vacation days and unpaid work days. It's just perfect. It's perfect.
Future NAV interns, you should be aware that like we treat our interns very well here.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's funny though, because Caitlin actually. So our last episode was AI is okay, and David and I actually had a pretty long discussion about like the use of AI. And Caitlin, you love AI, right? We've talked about this.
I wouldn't say that I love it, but I am
neutral about AI.
Yeah.
Are you an AI advocate?
Sure.
In no small part to the wonderful Green Skull, who
what a man.
Does a great job, like, you know, featuring AI in his videos and such. But I last week I called my dad and I suggested to him to download ChatGPT to help him with like writing posts and stuff like that. And the thing that sold him on it was I was like, it's like having like a relatively smart intern that's on call 24 hours a day. And that's when
and
he was like,
gets things wrong.
Well, I told him that don't ask it questions. Just ask it to do things.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Don't ask it what it did. Like, don't ask that. And I'm like, and it doesn't have feelings. I did specifically say that. I was like, it doesn't have feelings. So like, if you keep telling it, I don't like that, change it. It doesn't get mad or frustrated like I do.
I asked an AI something just the other day, and it said it gave me a wrong answer immediately. And I was like, okay, well, I should know better than to ask questions.
Oh, my gosh. I did my dinosaur stream. Did we talk about how much money we raised last week? I don't think we did. For Movember?
I'm not sure. I feel like we definitely talked about like doing Movember, but I don't know that we released an actual number.
We raised $569 for the Movember Foundation. Nice. And which is the most we've ever raised. I want to point that out for Movember anyway. And I did my dinosaur stream yesterday and that. So now that I'm not wearing the dinosaur costume, I find that it was quite funny and fun. But while I was wearing it, I could not see anything. it really sucked. So that, like, because it's not even just that there's like a plastic in front of my face that's foggy, but there was also like this netting on it. I don't know why.
Kind of hide your face is like so that you can.
I guess. And so like to be able to read my screen, to read the chat, I would like close one of my eyes and like have to like position my face in this weird way to like barely be. It was pretty awful. But then I raided Rika and she like pulled up my stream right away. And what I did not notice is that while I was working like this, the dinosaur's face was like pressed up against the wall. And that's the visual bit. And that was actually pretty funny to watch. And at one point I even make a comment, I'm like, I'm really leaning forward now, I don't know that you guys can tell, and like the dinosaur's face is like mashed up against
the wall. That's wonderful.
And it's like, turns out they could tell. Turns out, yeah. It was fun. Maybe we'll do it again. And coming up sometime soon, David's gonna beat the Gollum game in a single stream. Yeah.
I guess
in a single stream, that was what was promised. Yeah. That is a really long game.
It's 20 hours.
So it's 20 hours of content too. That's not to say if you get distracted with like a side quest or if you die or if, you know,
I don't think he's going to get distracted by a side quest.
Is that even an option in that game? I actually have zero idea anything about Gollum.
I have no idea either, but like from what I was reading about, because all I looked up was completion time, and they said completionist is 20 hours, give or take, but that main quest is like 14. So
that's still pretty long.
But also 14 for like someone streamlining through is probably closer to 20 for me. So, yeah.
But do you think that they're going to keep... Do you know that the Gollum game is $50?
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that insane? It's $50. Like,
that's $50 you could have put towards the charity, David. I'm just
kidding. Well, that, and what's funny is, like, is this game, I'm looking at it on Steam right now, is this game relevant to you? It's similar to Final Fantasy VII Remake and God of War.
Oh my gosh, really? That's what it says.
That's what it's saying. And this is the about. The Lord of the Rings Gollum is an official adaption based on the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien. How sad is that? He's got nothing more to lose. How far will he go to retrieve his precious? It's like a combination of Let It Go and Moana. I don't know. Like,
so its Metascore on Metacritic is 33 from critic reviews, and it's 1.4. from user score.
That's bad. That's I don't think really a single bad. WoW player will ever play that game.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. What I would love though is that they would keep updating the game. You know, they like pull a Larian and like multiple years after the games come out, they keep like doing free updates to the game and just changing it. Wouldn't that be like a beautiful success story of like Gollum, like 5 years from now, wins Game of the Year because apparently DLCs count as a brand new game to be nominated as Game of the Year?
I mean, it would probably win Game of the Year for it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I realized since I got my Steam Deck this year, I have not played a game that's come out this year, which is kind of crazy to me.
Well, no, you played Helldivers.
Oh, there we go. That's one. I forgot that came out this year. But everyone forgot about Helldivers.
It feels that way. Yeah, it really is.
It came and went very fast.
Yeah. It came and went. Well, also, I played on my Steam Deck, and the last time I loaded into the game, it would crash within like 30 seconds of loading.
Oh, no.
Like every time, like what I was doing. I don't know. I may have uninstalled the game. Do you guys own the game Hunt? Caitlin, do you own that?
I don't. You know, I considered it for a while because Tuna was playing it so heavily. But it just, I don't think it's ever appealed to me enough to make the plunge.
Armor gifted it to me.
Oh. Gifted it so to me, too.
I guess I'm going to
I guess you guys are playing the Hunt.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I do want to play it, but I also have no idea what the game is about. Like, literally none. I've watched Tuna play it. I've watched Farmer play it. It's like, are you fighting players? Are you fighting NPCs? What's happening? And they're just like, yes.
I've not only watched them play it, I've asked them multiple times to explain it, and that's also the answer I get. They're just like, yes. And I'm like, this, yeah, we're hunting. What is this?
So I actually had my on Steam. I had my first hunt game actually earlier today, and I did not understand it until I played it. But once I played like around, it's like, oh, okay, this makes sense. So maybe it's one of those things where you just have to,
at least you can pick it up quick.
So I won a Switch Lite from Tuna's stream, and one of the things I was excited about was I was like, oh, I can use this to play Monster Hunter Rise, and I can use it to play Fortnite with Johnny. Because right now I don't have a way to play Fortnite at home. I played my first game of Fortnite on the Switch, and it was terrible.
Oh, no.
This is awful. And it's 100%. Like, it looks like a potato. It looks so bad. Like, as soon as you start dancing, stuff gets pixelated. And one of my characters, I have Kelsier, the Mistborn skin. And when he jumps down, his cloak doesn't flap. It's like rigid when he's like falling. It's so bad. But I did buy a new emote that I thought was funny and I liked. And I did. So I already, Fortnite took $20 from me. I loaded it up on there and I immediately spent $20 on some emotes for me and Johnny. And I bought him the battle pass because he wants to play it. But I got to play with one of Johnny's friends from school. That was fun. And then I left because I was done playing and he like rejoined my party. I'm like, oh my God, show, stop, go away. But we don't have voice chat, so you know how it is. But also things are different now, Caitlin. There's like swords and you can like jump off walls and stuff. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
It hasn't even been a year since I stopped playing Fortnite. I like the last I played was in the spring and it's a totally different game. I don't even know. And it's interesting how some people like that it's constantly changing. I don't know that I like it.
I like that they experiment with things, and I like that they seem to try to bring back the things that people like. I think that's cool. I think that's the only way that a live service game like lasts as long as Fortnite has, is if they're constantly making it new, making it novel.
What about, Destiny? You know what you could do is you could just not write a story. And
write a paragraph of a story and then just drip feed that.
Drip feed it and then just and another thing I wanted to reference. Oh, Caitlin's here. This is perfect. Brandon Sanderson's Wind and Truth book is out.
Yes.
Which is book 5 of the Stormlight Archive D. Have you started it yet?
No. No.
No spoilers. I'm
reading Nightmare Painter. Yumi and the Nightmare Painter right now.
Oh, God, what a good book. I love that book so much. I read the acknowledgments of Wind and Truth, and I'm waiting to read more. Caitlin, you read Tress and the Emerald Sea.
Yes.
What is the book you're reading now?
I have not. Oh, I mean, I will not tell you the book I'm actually reading right now, but
don't worry, everybody. It's the Bible.
I'm currently waiting for Onyx Storm to come out, which is the third book in the Imperium series that Rebecca Yarros wrote. It's about dragon riders and stuff like that. So it's fantasy style, but it comes out right at the beginning of January. So I've not picked up another book since I finished Tress in the Emerald Sea. But I'm also finishing Ishmael. I don't know how to say it.
Are you aware that DJD hates Aragorn with a passion? That's
criminal.
I actually haven't read the books because of how strongly David hates them.
Hey, I hate the first book. The other two are fine.
I'm kind of shooketh about this. Okay.
The first book is garbage.
D hates on that first book harder than, honestly, I think it's the thing I've heard him hate the hardest. I've never heard him hate on something as hard as he's hated on that book Aragorn.
And the movie was worse. And the video game was even worse.
Oh, okay, my gosh, the video game is terrible. Here's the thing. I really loved the movies growing up. Movie one singular.
What? You liked that movie?
Yes, I loved it. I watched it on repeat. I could probably tell you every line from that movie. Okay. And then as an adult, I think last year,
this
I
finally read. This might be the first time that we ever boot someone from the podcast, actually.
Last year was the first time I actually read the book Aragorn, and I was like, oh, I understand why people hate the movie, because it's so different. They're not even related. They're so different, right?
They have one important similar quality. They're both garbage.
It's brutal. But I still enjoyed the book, though.
I wanted to watch the movie. So Aragorn came out at the same time as the movie Happy Feet, like the movie about penguins dancing. And I wanted to go see Happy Feet, and I went with a friend and my sister, and the friend, he like made fun of me, and he's like, you want to see Happy Feet? Like, it's dancing, but that movie looks so stupid. Like, no, we're not going to watch that. And so what we did instead was he was like, oh, let's go watch Aragorn. So we watched Aragorn, which was just not a good movie, right? Like it was very much a Lord of the Rings ripoff movie, right? Is what it felt like. Lord of the Rings and Pirates of the Caribbean kind of came out similarly timed. Like, it came out after that, but it was very much in that vein of movie, and it just didn't stick the landing very well. Not well written. So we went and saw that movie. None of us liked it. And then a few months later, he actually bought me a copy of Happy Feet, because he watched it when it like came out on DVD. And he was like, this was a great movie, and I wish we had gone and seen it in theaters instead of Aragorn. I wish I would have listened to you. And he bought me that copy. And I was just like,
That reminds me of when we went to go see Her, and I would have rather seen any other movie besides that.
Is that movie, have you seen the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, Caitlin?
I have. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. A couple things. One, I feel like I've talked about that movie more this year than I have in many years. But it's because of like AI now, right?
Yeah.
And like,
oh, sure.
And yeah, stuff like that. Like, the movie, it's like stirring. I watched it when I lived in America. And Chiho, who I share an office with, loves ChatGPT and loves like talking with AI. And I was like, maybe you should watch this movie, Her, because it was really interesting. And I feel like it's become more relevant recently. Like, she loves ChatGPT so much that she doesn't like sci-fi, and she's starting to get interested in sci-fi because AI is a major part of sci-fi stories. Sure. Right?
And that's really cool, like, actually.
So, but then I tell her the story. Have we talked about it on the podcast? I went to see this movie with David, and we both had limited information about this movie. So let me set the scene. I had gotten in a car accident a few weeks earlier, and I was driving around a rental car. It was not my fault. The car accident was not my fault. So I was driving around a rental car, and I needed to pick up my car from like the repair place, right? And then we were going to drop off the rental car. So I called my trusty BFF David, and I was like, hey, are you working on this day? And he's like, no. And I'm like, sweet, will you ride with me to pick up my car? And then will you drive my rental car to drop it off? And like, I'll follow you, and then we'll like go out and maybe catch a movie or something. And David was like, yeah, I'm totally game. So we do that. We go to the movie theater, and I don't know if we wanted to see the movie.
We were waiting for the car. Yeah.
We had to wait like 2 hours. And like, that was the movie that was available for us to watch, right? They're like, oh, there's a showing of Her. And I was like, oh, I've heard about this movie. Let's watch it. And for those who don't know,
we both knew it was about AI, and we both like were into sci-fi, are still, you know, I mean, but yeah. So like,
for those who don't know, it's about a guy who dates an AI. And there is a scene, like a phone sex scene, kind of, I guess, right? Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Warning for anyone watching the movie. This is the best part, by the way. The movie, the screen goes completely black during the scene. It's the best part. And so I have never, even still, I'm a grown man, I have never suddenly been aware that I'm in a dark room with a bunch of sweaty dudes as when that screen went black.
No.
And we're all just listening to this. David and I like turned and looked at each other, because it's like, what do we do? What do we do? I'm suddenly aware. There's like 30 people in this room with us. That was an experience. You know, David was just talking about how going to the movie theater, what you're paying for is the experience, not the necessarily that you're watching the movie better. You know, D, in this example, that's very true. I don't know that I would have felt the strong shame that I felt if I was just watching that at home. And also, I feel like that scene lasted like a minute.
It lasted way too long. Yeah.
It which was doesn't sound like a long time. But
I think that's
time.
Intentional. But yeah. Yeah. I still get like, and I'm not a prude by any means when it comes down to it. Like, but like that was.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
It's pretty awkward. But but recently, after I say this, it's going to sound weird. I kind of want to rewatch that movie. I've only seen it the one time. I kind of want to rewatch it, you know, with how AI's been part of like conversation in life more, but I have not, and I don't know that I will. I don't own it or anything.
The only movie that made me feel more awkward than that was seeing that one movie with my parents that was like about like the girl.
Oh yeah, what was her name? What was the movie's name?
Oh man, I don't remember.
It's like an Emma Stone movie.
Yeah. But that was super awkward.
There's this weird movie, Caitlin. Are you familiar? Caitlin, do you like movies? Are you like a movie buff?
I'm not a movie buff. I mean, I like movies.
There's some weird, like, art house type movie that David went to go see with his parents that was very R-rated.
Poor Things. Poor Things.
Yeah, I was like, I was just Googling based off what you guys just said.
Yeah. Here's the awkward part. So David explained how weirdly sexual this movie was. And like watching it with his parents and how awkward that was. Literally, like a couple days later, one of my adult students who's like in his 30s, you know, learning English, we were talking and he's like, oh yeah, I just went to the movie theater and I saw a movie and I really liked it. And I was like, oh, what movie is it? And he was like, it's called Poor Things. And then I was like, oh, why don't you go ahead and describe the movie to me? Because I know, right? What it's about and everything. And he wasn't able to, because he's like, I don't know how to talk about this in English. And I was like, gross.
I mean, from an artistic point of view, I could see where it's like very like unique, you know, but like some of the content matter is pretty disturbing. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, but there's this, right? And maybe I'm in the minority here, but I'm going to use music as an example. There's a famous musician named Jacob Collier. Have you guys heard of him?
No.
Probably not. Because you know why you guys haven't heard of him? Because his music sucks. I hate his music. But he's very well loved by musicians because he makes really interesting harmonies and really interesting, you know what I mean? Like it's like that art house kind of music. But so he does this cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water and people are like, oh my gosh, it's so great. Look, he's like used all of these different harmonies and it's so different and it's so special. Wow, it's so, this is an incredible thing. You know what? It is better, just like the original song. Because at some point, you know, your art still needs, like, something being interesting doesn't mean that it sounds good. Like, it only sounds good to people who are like, oh, like, I've heard the same melodies my whole life, you know?
Right.
And I'm just not a fan of that. I don't like art house type stuff. I'm very much a mass appeal kind of person. Whatever it is that has the hot, like, yeah, that sounds
except
great to me.
Except for Lost.
Except for Lost. Right. Oh, that's right. I should watch Lost. I have it. You know what else? It was recently, all of it was added to Netflix Japan recently. Ooh.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's your sign.
That's hilarious.
David's been trying to get me to watch Lost for like an insane amount of time.
It's been like a decade.
I'm not gonna watch it. I'll get to it eventually. Yeah. I'll get to it. Oh, Caitlin, David, what is this show? What is this new Star Wars show?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was going to talk about that because that kind of
Caitlin, do you know about it
a little bit?
No.
There's Skeleton a new Star Crew. Wars show. Skeleton Crew. Okay, I have one question before you get started. For reference, I don't know anything about this show. I have not seen a single trailer. I have not seen anything.
I didn't even know it existed.
The description for the first episode is kids from an ordinary planet discover a surprising secret. Are they from Earth?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was like this weird. I'm like, is this happening? Like, there's like some kids from Earth who get transported into the Star Wars universe. Like, are we doing that?
That would be pretty wild, but no. This takes place on like a planet in the Star Wars canon.
Tatooine.
Well, not just there, but yeah.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way it's got to be Earth. That's in a their galaxy far, far away, you know? Like,
So it's
what's going on?
Good. What's the show? It's essentially, Jude Law's great in it. He's only been in, I think he shows up at the end of like episode 2, no spoilers, but
yeah. Oh my god, what? Why do they do that?
But so far, what else did I just see with Jude Law? Oh, I saw the Sherlock movies again, which are great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But, Skeleton Crew is fantastic. It's very much like a kind of like fun, a little bit campy, but also seems pretty well written. Like, it's what I want from Star Wars. It's another story told in the Star Wars universe that's not like completely dependent on Rey and the Skywalker saga.
Rey Skywalker.
Yeah. It leans a little bit heavy into like pirate themed stuff and everything. But I don't think that's a detriment yet, anyway. We'll see on like. It's because, like, I don't know. It's always weird when something takes on, like, a theme from, like, our kind of, like, universe when it's set in a different universe. Because I feel like it could be immersion breaking a little bit. I don't think like why, that.
Yeah.
I don't think that Skeleton Crew quite reaches that point. I think it walks that line pretty well so far, but only the first two episodes are out as of this recording, so.
Did you guys see Dune and Dune Part 2?
Yes, and I've been watching the new show. It's fantastic.
I still haven't seen the new show. I mean,
I haven't seen the new show, and I haven't seen Part 2 yet, but I do want to watch. It's just, my problem is that, like, I don't know when I'm going to have, like, that enough, like, that big of a chunk of time. I might have to watch it in multiple sittings. But one of the things, so Hans Zimmer did the soundtrack for Dune, and he approached it not like John Williams with, like, you know, an orchestra. Because one of the things right away he was like, well, what kind of instruments do they have in this world? Right? Like, I want to create a soundscape for this universe, and maybe they don't have stuff like that. And, like, kind of, like, approached it that way. That's what I thought of when you were talking about, like, certain things taking on themes from our planet. Right? And it's like, but why? In a different universe.
Well, and not that pirates are new to Star Wars or like, you know, but like this leans very heavy into like kind of like the like Pirates of the Caribbean kind of like stereotype kind of like pirate stuff, you know? I mean like Treasure Island like, kind of stuff. Like, I mean,
they're like, yo ho, a pirate's life for me, kind of.
I would not be shocked if they like, sang that, honestly. But so far, it's working pretty well. So far, it's doing great. So, like,
I mean, we'll see. We say that, but, you know, I think Pirates of the Caribbean 1, Curse of the Black Pearl, is pretty close to a perfect movie.
I would agree. I would say it's definitely very good.
Yeah. I'm there for it.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but it's a great movie. Like, it just covers everything really well.
It definitely made having the last name a little unbearable for a while, if I'm being honest, like even to this day.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
but who has the last name? Because we've not said your last name, and we definitely wouldn't dox you, so surely you must be talking about your friend who has the last name. I'm just saying.
For anyone with the last name out there, it's it's unfortunate, the coincidence.
You know, in our episode where we talked about David when he wasn't there, you, me, and Farmer, at one point, I actually said his last name, and I edited that out.
Well, and I didn't say that was my last name. Y'all are the ones who made it weird.
It was a very clear thing, because you were like, listen, having the last name is pretty unbearable.
But I did enjoy the movies.
Which she doesn't, you know, actually, guys, Craig's last name is there. I said it.
Yeah, sorry, that's what we're talking about.
Craig, I'm doxing you. Craig Turner.
Yeah,
it's awkward. The my sister-in-law's middle name is Elizabeth, Oh. I always want to say it like he's like, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, know? Yeah.
But the other thing I'll say about Skeleton Crew, too, is that it's very much, it seems like it was developed with the idea of franchisability in mind. Mm. Like, it very much seems like it was developed so that, like, they can, like, not in a bad way, because I think the show itself is good, but, like, I could totally see, like, a part of, like, the Star Wars, like, land in, like, Disney World or whatever, having, like, in Galaxy's Edge, having, like, a, you know, a Skeleton Crew section open up or something, or a ride or something, you know? Like, not that... It seems like what Pirates of the Caribbean kind of did, like, unintentionally, or Treasure Island kind of did unintentionally or whatever, by inspiring all those things at Disney. Like, I feel like this is trying to do intentionally, and I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily, but it is interesting to see, like, someone, like, essentially, it's almost like forced viral ability, you know? When, somebody tries to make a viral video, it kind of feels a little bit like that, where it's like, this would be great, you know? Or, like, Transformers, for instance, is a great example of, like, you know, Transformers being made to, like, sell the toys, but not necessarily being bad in and of itself, you know?
Well, it's interesting because, like, I was talking with a friend about YouTube. He was asking my experience with YouTube and such. And I was just like, you know, to be honest, like, if you want to get on YouTube, probably the best thing for you to do would be to make a decent, like, a pretty good video, and then just have an insane ad budget and just throw a lot of money into advertising. That would be the best way to grow a YouTube channel, like, just period, right? Because, like, organic reach and stuff like that, like, a lot of that stuff people don't realize is, like, it's really hard to do. But those platforms are really happy to show your stuff to people if you pay. So, like, if you have an advertise, and, like, you just find out, like, these people or, like, these bands that you thought, I'm used to saying bands, but, like, these channels that you thought, like, oh, well, they grew so quickly, but then it's like, oh, they have an advertising budget, and that's what they used, you know?
Yeah, this almost seems like it'll be, like, essentially building up, like, an advertisement for, like, the new ride at Disney World or whatever. Which, again, not a bad thing. But, like, I mean, it just very much seems like that way. But, like, I will also say, I much prefer the way that Disney does it in, like, cases like these, as opposed to, like, Lord of the Rings doing it with, like, things like Gollum or whatever, you know? Like, I'm not going to go out and buy a Gollum plush toy after playing this stupid game, okay? I
mean, we say that, but anyway. Wouldn't it be hilarious?
I hope you do.
But what if this is, like, the beginning of the story? We're going to, like, pull up clips of this, but then, like, David falls in love with the game and the character.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wouldn't that be see hilarious? That. There's no way. There's no way,
but that makes all of these clips even better. That would
there's
be
also
hilarious.
No way we talk about Johnny mentioning fire hydrants when he came to America, and then it actually happens. And it was so off the cuff, and the chances that I even found that voice clip was in what?
Yeah, there's enough. They didn't have fire hydrants like that when I looked. That's so crazy.
That is so crazy.
I really wanted to cover before we wrapped up is I finally got to watch Inside Out 2.
Yes. Did you love it?
Dee, did you see it?
Yeah, I told you when I saw it. Yeah,
the first Inside Out movie actually has helped, like, Johnny be able to express his feelings and stuff like that, my son, in better ways. Like, and, you know, like, talking about core memories and all that kind of stuff. The second one, I really liked it.
You had me nervous there.
I really liked it. I really liked it, but it is also a little bit sad, you know?
Yeah,
like seeing
Riley. Yeah.
You see, like, spoilers, I guess, for the most populated or popular animated movie of all time, right? Isn't it, like, the highest grossing animated movie of all time at this point?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Oh, no. When I had checked before, it was behind the live-action Lion King, which it's technically... It's billed as live action, but it is animated, right? Definitely in the top three.
I think watching Inside Out 2 gave me a lot more anxiety as an adult, because you're like, oh, man, she's going through all of these things. And like, as an adult having those experiences, and you're like so badly just want to be like, it's okay. Like, remember what's important to you, yeah, or this, that, or the other thing. And it's like, but she, you know, like all of us go through that. And it's just like, oh man, I remember when I was making these decisions in my life, you know? So,
so it is the highest top, grossing. It is the highest, yeah, grossing movie, animated movie.
Yeah.
And followed by overall, The Lion King and Frozen 2. And then Super Mario, I didn't realize Super Mario did so well.
It's crazy that, honestly, it's kind of shocking that an animated movie is in the top 10. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
No, exactly, Caitlin. Like, watching her have, so again, spoiler, but like watching her have a panic attack.
Oh, man.
Basically.
I felt that. And it's just like, this is rough. Yeah.
But also, the part that was sad for me was like everything with anxiety, one of the new emotions and such. My 11-year-old, Johnny, he commented that he's like, I feel like that sometimes. And like, I know we all feel like that, but that's just not something you want to hear.
Right.
Right. Especially from a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old to be like, oh, like sometimes I feel like this. And I was like, I know, bud. I know. Like, me too. Sometimes I feel that way too. But it was, I appreciated that anxiety had a place. I guess it's just like the first movie, right? Sadness has a place. It's not always bad. It does have a reason to be there. And I appreciated at the end of the movie, anxiety very much had a place too. Of like, oh, it's not that we're totally going to get rid of anxiety. Anxiety actually has a purpose. But like, we're not going to let anxiety run your life, kind of a deal.
Right.
Exactly. Which I thought was really good.
The only thing I kind of don't like about the Inside Out series overall is the idea that, like, emotion should kind of, like, dictate your reactions to everything. Like, I feel like that's kind of not the best message, but overall, I really like how it emphasizes the importance of all emotions and that emotions aren't, like, good or bad inherently. It's really how, like, when and how you express them, you know? And then I also really, really, really liked the emphasis on like core memories and values and all of that and how that all kind of integrates together, because I feel like that's like a really important thing for like people to kind of like understand.
Yeah. That, and what was it like, Joy realizes, like, she criticizes anxiety, like, you can't just put out what you don't like and try and mold Riley yourself. But then she has, like, even in the movie, a moment of self-reflection that that's what she had been doing, right? Of, like, sending memories to, like, the back of the mind and stuff. But, oh, what a good movie. So, clearly, there's going to be an Inside Out 3, right? I mean, obviously, it has
with how well this did, I mean, money talks, you know? But, yeah, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I mean,
they didn't bring back all of the same voice actors. They brought back the same for Sadness and for Joy, but I know for sure Mindy Kaling wasn't discussed. I don't know about everyone else, but they didn't bring back everybody.
I didn't even notice.
Well, and people criticized that, like, probably it had to do with money. And, like, look, it made so much money, they should have just dished out the extra money to bring back the original voice cast. Sounds bad, but again, I didn't even notice either, and I knew.
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, these voice actors hit it fine enough. They did a great job.
Well, and I heard a bunch, like, there was, like, I think it was a TikTok trend, but I saw it on Instagram. Because, I mean, who knows? Soon we might not have TikTok at all coming this next year. But
good.
But I saw this trend where people were, like, doing, like, the voice acting of, like, Joy from the movie. Like, in, like, a little, like, 30-second clip or whatever. And most of them sounded really good. And it's like, oh, wow. Like, I don't think I would necessarily even notice if this person, like, did this voice. Because, like, I guess I'm just not that focused on the actual, like, tone or whatever, or the pitch, or, you know, like, I mean, like, as long as they get, like, that same energy that Joy needs to have, like, I mean, I think I wouldn't necessarily care. But I think that's also part of the problem with voice acting, right, is, like, that it's kind of easier to replace people.
Well, and I remember Miles Luna at Rooster Teeth, back when Rooster Teeth was a thing. I remember hearing a thing where they talked about Miles started doing the voice for Sarge.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
Because he does a really good Sarge. And apparently Matt was having a hard time doing the voice and just, oh, yeah, he doesn't even do it. Miles just does it. And I'm just being like, if they hadn't said that, I wouldn't have known. Like, just like, what? Crazy. But why don't we wrap up? You guys have any closing comments? Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Great. And Craig, thank you so much for coming. Mr. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Anyone have any closing comments?
Can we? Are we going to cut out that entire earlier section now? I feel like we can't.
If Caitlin wants me to cut it out, I'll cut it out. But I'm going to leave in the part of us talking about cutting out. Maybe I'll put a beep in. That would be funny, right? Just be like,
wow. I think it would have been totally fine if Johnny hadn't said anything. It would have not been a weird comment.
I'll bleep it out. So we'll be like, oh, Bubba. And then we'll be like, oh, Craig's name is Craig. Thank you, Mr. Yeah, I'll do that.
At that point, you just cut it. Just cut it.
No, I'm not going to cut it. I'm going to do the extra work. I'm going to put in the extra work. So any closing comments, anybody?
Enjoy the Game Awards next Thursday. I think 12th, whenever
What are you hoping is going to win?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. Like, none of the games that are in the Game Awards category, like, I guess Astrobot out of the, like, 5 or 6 that were nominated.
Who even are you? Do you guys hear this? You hear how David's turned into, like,
Astrobot is a fantastic game.
PlayStation shill over the course of an NST system.
Also, PlayStation Plus is great.
Anyway, bye. Sacrilege.
Get out of here, Craig.